Federal regulators visited Salt Lake City Tuesday to hear from the public about how to deal with the haze that plagues national parks of the West. KUER's Judy Fays reports.
Utah's coal country and its environmental community gave U.S. Environmental Protection Agency officials earfuls of advice Tuesday. The question during hours of hearings was on whether to order new emissions controls for Pacific Corp's two coal-fired power plants in Emery County. What environmentalists call the Clean Parks Plan would require the plants to install another $600 million in clean air equipment. Mary McGann, a Grand County councilwoman, told the EPA that clean air and a healthy economy can coexist.
Please protect Utah's health, environment, and tourist industry. Require Utah to implement the Clean Park Plan. Thank you very much.
The environmental groups and the National Park Service support that plan, but state regulators say their analysis shows that the expense won't lower pollution, and their supporters packed a Salt Lake City Library meeting room. Around 300 coal miners and their supporters urged the officials to stick with Utah's plan to reduce emissions. Bill King is an engineer for Canyon Fuel Company.
Are we truly trying to clean the air, or are we just trying to cripple industry, jobs, and our way of life? We need to approve Utah's current regional haze state implementation plan. Thank you.
EPA officials said Tuesday they're still considering arguments made by both sides. They'll be taking comments through March 14th before deciding. Judy Fays, KUER News.